guys that have always stepped up, you know, and recognize the absence of one player is going to require somebody else elevate their game, whether it's performance on the field or emotional, what have you. But I mean, he is just his toughness. I think everybody has always appreciated that aspect of his game and the enthusiasm he brings. So, you know, you lose that, you know, though you listen to him, he's not sure it's lost, but we'll see.
Besides, you know, just the fact that you guys have needed running backs, why has Craig Lumpkin been able to get on the field in his first two games?
Well, I think you addressed it pretty accurately. There's just a desperate need for him to do that, and we've used him in third down situations primarily just because he has absorbed, you know, the blocking responsibilities pretty well. He seems to be physically capable of fulfilling the things that are required of that position. So far, he's done a reasonably good job.
How's a guy like Ahmad able to succeed on weeks where he doesn't maybe practice regularly?
I think the fact that he's been here now for as long as he has, so he has a great command of what we're doing here. There's no question that it detracts from his performance. That he's not physically able to practice just means that, you know, he's not at 100%. So obviously that's impacting on his game. And secondly, no one's as good unless they're constantly refining, fine-tuning your play, your technique. That's what it comes down to. After a while, here's my skill level. How can I most efficiently use it? And the only way you do that is to practice your skill over and over again.
Did your level of faith in or comfort in David Wilson rise after what he was able to do just on the offensive side on Sunday?
Well, he made, you know, the two good runs that were great to see. You know, that was the one where he kind of lowered his shoulder and ran over a linebacker, which is, you know, which we've seen the toughness before, and then when he had that opening, it was really exceptionally well blocked. But to be able to take what would have been probably an 8 to 15 yard gain and take it to the house was great to see. He's still got some areas that you guys won't see that need some significant upgrading so that we can keep the entire offense going. But it was tremendous to see his dynamism, what he was able to give us in that respect. So it was a big, big lift.
You know how this works. When a guy like that has a game like that, everybody will say, including us, will say, where the heck has he been all season long? What has he been doing on the bench? Are you still comfortable with waiting so long to sort of unleash
him? Well, again, he's had chances. That's the first time he's done anything. So that's where you sometimes overlook those aspects. You know, he has been able to carry. In fact, until those runs at the end, he was 3 runs for 3 yards. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but again, it was great to see him do what he did, both in the special teams and the few times that he ran the ball, that we were able to give it to him at the end. He did a terrific job for us, so we're ecstatic.
To go back to what you were just saying, it seemed like the 6-yard touchdown run may have been more impressive than the 50-yard touchdown run.
I'm not sure about that, but I was impressed and enjoyed both of them. You know, it was the physical toughness of the 6-yard, which was great to see. And then, of course, the speed he has. Sure. And, again, it was exceptionally well blocked. You know, Martellus and Bear Pascal and then Henry just cleaned it up. But there's not many guys that would have been able to convert that 10-yard, into the touch the way he did. So that was something we knew he had. You know, we just – again, it's a matter of you're not always going to get it blocked like that. Can you make people miss? Well, you know, he hasn't done that necessarily, but I think his reads are getting better. I knew he would run hard. I didn't know that he'd be able to run over a linebacker the way he did, which was tremendous to see. But, again, he's just getting better and better. I think as his comfort level's growing, he's making fewer mistakes. And I think his entry decisions in a run game are giving him a better chance to use the skills that he has, which is his toughness and his speed.
You've obviously seen all the stuff that the players have seen in practice. They rave about his cuts and his speed and all that. Knowing that what the potential was, is it tough for a coach to be patient and say, man, he's just not ready to get in there yet?
Is it tough? I mean, you always... who gives you the best chance of winning? And so from that standpoint, if that's always your reference or your starting point, then I don't think it's tough. But you're kind of waiting for him to mature enough where you can see, you know, let's see you do the things that allow you to be successful, which will help make us better. And so, you know, we're kind of, just as he was, we were kind of, you know, frustrated too. Come on, let's get going. We're waiting to see this stuff that we think you have. You know, but again, to his credit, he kept working, and little by little has gotten better, and, you know, he had a good game for us. So hopefully that's a, you know, a starting point.
Can you talk about the addition of Martellus this year and specifically what you've seen from the last couple of weeks?
Yeah. You know, I think you got a tight end that can run and is getting better at utilizing his speed so that we've been able to tap into him a little bit. Particularly the way people are playing us, it, you know, it comes down to that some of the teams have given us a chance to throw him the ball, and now it comes down when those opportunities present themselves, is he going to win? And I think he has won a fair amount of those, particularly over the last few weeks, which is encouraging to us because as they load up to take something else away from you, you know, it's going to create opportunities for different positions or different whether a run to a pass or a pass to a run. Well, you know, what people are doing with, you know, the amount of two deep we're getting is your inside guys have an opportunity to win. And so when we've had to win with the two man, he's given us the stuff that, you know, that Victor has given us in the past. Steve Smith excelled that. He's given us some of that, which is great.
The Falcons, two safeties with 9 picks. The corners are 2 veteran guys. They like to read the quarterback's eyes. What are the challenges of going against Mike Dolan's defense and that secondary specifically with those 10 players?
Well, I think just like last week, you know, there was an approach. You know, you knew you were going to get blitzed to death, and could you sort out where the pressures were coming from and then take advantage of the vulnerabilities because of the pressures? It's a different approach in terms of the nature of the blitzes, but it's not different in terms of what his philosophical leanings are. And he wants to come after you. And on, particularly on, you know, when you go to your spread sets, your 3 wides and your 4 wides. And so can you sort out where the pressure's coming from? If you can, then you got some opportunities schematically. Now, then it comes down, are you good enough to beat them? And as you say, they got some veteran players over there that are, you know, very skilled at diagnosing what you're doing and willing to take chances, you know, to the point where, you know, sometimes they'll gamble to, the, you know, where they'll go for an interception, even if it means maybe they vacated a responsibility or gave you an opportunity for a big play. So you got to be smart what you're doing, both in your play selection, but also in the execution of your plays. And if you can do that and sort out where the pressures are coming from, then you feel good about your chances.
Kevin.